Hello, brothers and sisters. Brother John back with some high watch dates for the second half of 2022 and more. So let's get straight to it, starting with August 6th, which is the 9th of Av on the Hebrew calendar. And this is a notorious day for disasters for the Jewish people. On this day, the Exodus generation was condemned to die in the desert. The generation of the Jews, which came out of Egypt under Moses' leadership 16 months earlier, were condemned to die in the desert, and the entry into the land of Israel was delayed for 40 years. In Numbers 14, the spies that Moses sent returned back with a negative report that the land was unconquerable, and all the people wept all night on the night of the 9th of Av, proclaiming that they'd rather go back to Egypt than attempt to conquer and settle in the land. Therefore, due to their lack of faith in God, the Lord decreed that the entire generation would wander in the desert for 40 years until the last of them died out, and that their children, under the leadership of Joshua, will enter the land he promised as Israel's heritage. And so many other tragedies that occurred on the 9th of Av, including the destruction of both the first temple and the second temple, and many other tragedies, including the start of World War I. So this is a day that is of great significance due to the pattern of major tragic events that have happened historically on this day. A day to mark on the calendar as a high watch. Next on the list is August 12th, and this is the 15th of Av, also known as Tu B'Av. On this day was the end of the Exodus generations dying in the desert. After 38 years of wandering through the wilderness, the dying finally ended, and a new generation of Jews stood ready to enter the Holy Land. It was the 15th of Av. Also on this day, the ban on intertribal marriages was lifted. And this was also the day on which the tribe of Benjamin, which had been excommunicated for its behavior in the incident of the concubine, was readmitted into the community of Israel, as related to in the book of Judges in chapter 19 through 21. This day is also known as a matchmaking day in ancient Israel. It was a custom that on the 15th of Av, the daughters of Jerusalem would go out in borrowed linen garments, so as not to embarrass those without beautiful clothes of their own, and dance in the vineyards. And whoever did not have a wife would go there to find himself a bride. And to me, this sounds a lot like a foreshadow of the bride of Christ wearing Christ's righteous robe that is imputed onto us through grace by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It is a high watch day for sure. It's a day that the bridegroom might be coming to take his bride. And lastly, it was the day of the breaking of the axe. When the Holy Temple stood in Jerusalem, an annual cutting of firewood for the altar was concluded on the 15th of Av. The event was celebrated with feasting and rejoicing. Next on the list is September 26, which is the Feast of Trumpets on the Hebrew calendar, followed by the Day of Atonement on October 5th. And then we have the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as Sukkot, starting on October 10th through October 16th. And this is followed by Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day, also known as the last great day of the Feast of Tabernacles on October 17th, which is then followed by Simchat Torah. On this day, the Jews rejoice in the Torah, on which they conclude their Torah readings and begin a new annual Torah reading cycle, which is from Genesis to Deuteronomy. And then you have the Blood Moon on November 8th, and right around the corner is Chichvan 17, which is on November 11th, and this is the day that the Great Flood of Noah began, Noah shut the door to the ark on this day, and for the first time ever, it started to rain. And lastly, you have Hanukkah running from December 19th through the 26th. And if we're still here after all these high watch dates for the year of 2022, and we enter into the year 2023, then do not lose heart, because 2023 is a very high watch year for many reasons. I am very excited about the year 2023, even more so than 2022, mainly because of the Revelation 12 sign that is going to happen in the year 2030, which is exactly 2,000 years from Christ's death, burial, and resurrection in the year 30 AD, which was the year 4,000 from Adam, making 2030 the year 6,000 and the start of Christ's thousand-year reign. So when you subtract 7 years for Daniel's 70th week, that takes us to the year 2023. And Israel will become 75 years old in 2023, the same age that God spoke to Abraham and told him to leave his father's house and to go to the land which I will show you. Perhaps a foreshadow of Jesus leaving his father's house to go get his bride, the church. And I know many folks are dogmatic about the rapture being on the Feast of Trumpets, because Paul said the last trump. But looking at the pattern of Scripture and how Jesus fulfilled the spring feast, he did it all in order at the same time, not years apart. He died on Passover, was buried on unleavened bread, and rose again on the third day on the Feast of First Fruits, all within a short time span, not 7 years apart. He fulfilled all the spring feast within days of each other. That being said, it is highly unlikely that we would be raptured on the Feast of Trumpets, and then there would be a 7 year pause until he fulfilled the next feast day on the Day of Atonement, and then Tabernacles. It's much more likely that Jesus' second coming is going to be on the Feast of Trumpets, and then Jesus fulfills all of the fall feast in order, all at the same time within days of each other, just like he did with the spring feast. There is nothing new under the sun. What has been done will happen again, and the pattern is that the feast days are fulfilled all together at the same time, back to back to back, so that his second coming would fulfill all of the fall feast just as he did the spring feast, not years apart. Now, Jesus was conceived on the Feast of Trumpets in the year 3 BC, which is proven by the Revelation 12 sign on the Feast of Trumpets in 3 BC. And I believe that life begins at conception, meaning that Jesus' birthday, the day that he was conceived into the world, was on the Feast of Trumpets. And the day that he came out of the womb was on the Feast of Weeks in the year 2 BC, during the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter in Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And if Jesus is going to cut off the head of the beast on his birthday, as foretold in Joseph's interpretation of the prisoner's dream, that means that the last day of Daniel's 70th week is on Jesus' birthday, the day of his conception on the Feast of Trumpets, making the Feast of Trumpets a day that is likely a good candidate for the second coming, which is the Battle of Armageddon. And we have the Revelation 12 sign on the Feast of Trumpets in the year 2030, making this highly likely the day of the second coming of Jesus Christ, when he returns to the earth to rule and to reign for 1,000 years, being exactly 2,000 years from the cross in 30 AD, fitting perfectly with Hosea's two-day prophecy. Now, regarding the Revelation 12 sign, it could very well be the sign of the end. When John wrote the book of Revelation, the book did not have any chapters. It was all just one scroll, meaning that the Revelation 12 sign comes right after the end of chapter 11, when the seventh angel sounds the last trumpet. And chapter 11 ends with verse 19 that says, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunders and a great earthquake and great hail." And that's followed by chapter 12. But remember, originally there is no chapter 12. It's all one scroll. So it just continues on. And the next thing we see after the last trumpet, which is the seventh trump, is the Revelation 12 sign, which is seen in heaven, which comes at the very end of the last trump, at the seventh trumpet. So then, if the Revelation 12 sign is the sign of the end, and we have the Revelation 12 sign on the Feast of Trumpets in the year 2030, exactly 2,000 years from the cross, then simply subtracting 7 years from the Feast of Trumpets in 2030 takes us to the last day, that great day of the Feast of Tabernacles in the year 2023. Exactly 2,548 days, if we're going by the Zodiacite calendar, of 364 days a year, which we see used in the book of Revelation, because 1,260 days is 3.5 years when you do not count all of the equinoxes and all of the solstices. That's where you get the 360 day a year calendar. It's the 364 day Zodiacite calendar, which is like Enoch's calendar. It does not count the solstices and it does not count the equinoxes. And do you know that Jesus refers to the last day being the day of the rapture / the resurrection 7 times in the Gospel of John? I say rapture because the dead shall rise first. Meaning, when Jesus is talking about the resurrection, he's also talking about the rapture. They go hand in hand. And 7 times Jesus mentions the last day being the day of the resurrection. And it just so happens that the last day is known as the 8th day of the Feast of Tabernacles. On this day, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And this verse links us directly to the rapture in Revelation, as it is written, "For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them to living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." So the day that we drank of this living water is the day of the rapture. And Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John when this day will be, as it is written, "In the last day, that great day of the feast." What feast? The Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Jesus is the living water, and the 8th day of the Feast of Tabernacles extends into Simchat Torah on the Hebrew calendar. And I believe that this day will be the day of the resurrection of the dead in Christ. But remember, Jerusalem is almost a day ahead of us. So it could also be in Simchat Torah for the Jews, which would be the 8th day, the last and great day of the Feast of Tabernacles for us on the other side of the world, that is the United States. And on this day, the Jews take down their sukkahs that they made for the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a temporary dwelling place, and they go home. This could be a foreshadow of us taking off our fleshly bodies, which are temporary dwelling places, for our new incorruptible glorified bodies at the rapture of the church on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. when we go home to be with our Father in heaven forever. And we that believe would all come unto Jesus to drink of the living water on that great day of the feast, which is the eighth day. And every man-child is to be circumcised on the eighth day, a foreshadow of cutting off the flesh, or taking off our fleshly bodies and putting on our new, incorruptible, glorified bodies on the eighth day, and entering into the covenant that God made to Abraham, that every man-child born into his house will be circumcised on the eighth day, as it is written, "And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day," telling us that the dead shall rise on the last day. And the only day known as the last day in the scriptures is the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles, made known to us in the Gospel of John. He then goes on to say, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Again, linking the resurrection to the last day. And elsewhere it is written, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Over and over again, Jesus refers to the last day being the day of the resurrection, which we Christians know that the resurrection is also the rapture, because the dead rise first. And it is also written, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." In this verse, Jesus connects this resurrection to those that believe on him for salvation. The only people that believe on Jesus Christ are the ones that eat his flesh and drink his blood. So this is talking about the church. And it is also written, "Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Even Martha knows the resurrection happens on the last day. And the only day that is referred to the last day in scripture is the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles, making this day the likely day of the rapture / the resurrection. And lastly, it is written, "He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." This verse connects the last day to the day of judgment for the Christ-rejecting world, which would be the start of God's wrath. And the book of Revelation tells us when the wrath comes. The first time the word wrath is used is in Revelation chapter 6, verse 17, which is the sixth seal. If anybody tells you that all of the seals are God's wrath, they're lying to you, because that is not what the Bible says. That's not what the scriptures say. This is what their own imaginations are telling them. This is what they want to believe, and they're going against the word of God. So on the last day is the resurrection, which is also the rapture. The dead rise first, then comes the judgment on all that received not the words of Christ the Savior. Seven times in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us plainly that the resurrection and the judgment happen on the last day, which is known as the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, what does this tell me? It tells me that the rapture is highly likely to be on the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles in the year 2023. I know that, you know, not a lot of folks want to hear that. They want the rapture to be today or a week from now or no longer than a month from now. And I get it. Trust me, I get it. But the fact of the matter is, we can tell ourselves what we want to hear, but the truth is the truth. and we might be here next year. Nobody wanted to hear about the year 2021 in 2020. Nobody wanted to hear about the year 2022 in the year 2021. And so likewise, now that we're in 2022, nobody wants to hear about the year 2023. However, there is a possibility that we might be here for the year 2023. And don't lose heart, because 2023 is a very high watch year. And each and every single day that passes, we are getting closer and closer to the rapture. We're all on the same boat. We all want Jesus to come today. We're all sick of this evil, corrupt, fallen world. We all desire to be with our Lord as soon as possible. And we all want to go home to be with the Lord forever. But remember what Paul said, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I don't know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. So too is it more necessary that we, the church, remain in the body on earth, so that we can minister to the lost, so that we can preach the gospel to those that do not know Christ. I know we all want to go home, but while we are here, while we are waiting, let's labor for Christ and let's bring others to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we can't ignore the elephant in the room, being the Revelation 12 sign. This is a major sign pointing us to the rapture. And I understand that many folks believe that the Revelation 12 sign already happened on September 23rd of 2017. I disagree. It's now been 5 years and we're still here. So I believe that that was the warning sign to the real Revelation 12 sign, the real Revelation 12 sign being in the year 2030. I think that the Revelation 12 sign in 2017 was just the warning, the wake-up call, the get ready because I'm coming soon call that was preparing you for the real Revelation 12 sign, which is the next Revelation 12 sign that's coming up on the Feast of Trumpets in the year 2030. And I believe that this sign is the sign of the end. As much as I want the rapture to happen today, it looks more likely to me that next year looks really good. And I'm truly hoping that we get out of here as soon as possible. But in the meantime, we have to be preaching the gospel to the lost. And I will be watching the Fall Feast this year, and all of those dates that I just said earlier for the year 2022, they're all high watch dates that I will be looking at. And hopefully we're out of here this year. But again, if we're not, then 2022 is a good year also. And I also understand that many are looking forward to the Feast of Trumpets this year because they believe that we're going to enter into a new Shemitah cycle. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, maybe we're off a year. We cannot know with 100% certainty that this is the Shemitah cycle, because there's always that possibility, that chance, that we can be off a year or we can be wrong. But hopefully it is, and hopefully we're out of here. But if not, then maybe the Shemitah cycle's next year. Maybe it's not this year. Maybe we're off a year. One last thing I'm looking at is the 9th of Av. On this day, World War I began. And I'm just wondering in my head if this is the time that World War III will be declared, or if something major, like a major event. And I'm wondering if World War III might begin on the 9th of Av. It's just something that I've been thinking about, but who knows? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. And personally, I think that the nukes are not going to start until Daniel 70th week. At least a large-scale nuclear war will not happen until the church is raptured. I believe that if there is going to be a large-scale nuclear war, this happens during the Great Tribulation. And we are not appointed to the wrath. The wrath is the seven trumpets. The seven trumpets last 7 years. And we're not appointed to that. You see the church raptured in chapter 7 of Revelation. The church is the great multitude that nobody can number. And we're in heaven before any of the trumpets are sounded. So nuclear war is not going to happen for that very reason, because of MAD, which is mutually assured destruction. The moment that nukes start going off, it's over. The world could be destroyed in 1 hour, making this event likely to happen at the very end of the Great Tribulation. Anyways, that's all for now, brothers and sisters. I'll end with the gospel. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for our sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, and he is coming back again very soon. We are saved by grace through faith, and it is not of works, lest anyone should boast. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. Who the Son sets free is free indeed." I love you all, God bless you all, and Maranatha.